From Studio A in sunny Florida, welcome to Beauty and the Beach Radio, where it's all about who's beautifying Vero Beach. Today's show is brought to you by Dale Sorensen Real Estate. And here's your host and glamour girl makeup artist, Cindy Getz.
Oh my gosh, it's so fun to be back in the studio, isn't it, Lori?
I do. I miss it. You know, being in here.
We both work really hard, and then when we come in this little, you know, box, it's like, it's a party.
And it's very insulated, too. I feel so protected in here. Like, no one can get me. I mean, we're busy, and your phone's constantly ringing. We're always doing something. And I get in here, and you have to turn your phone off, and it's very quiet, and it's like,
It's like a hurricane bunker.
It is. I know where I'm going.
We have our champagne. What else do you need?
Yes, we do. Ching, ching.
Well, you know, speaking of delights like champagne, what is your go-to junk food, Lori? What's like your favorite junk food, comfort food? What do you like? Bad day? Do you grab the tub of ice cream? What do you do?
I'm not a sweet eater.
That's right.
I don't eat sweets. Yeah. I'm a savory girl. So I'll be looking for leftover steak in the fridge. No, maybe a
guilty
chip.
Pleasure,
maybe a chip. Like a nut. Nuts.
Nuts are good for you.
People laugh at me.
You're a good girl.
I shouldn't weigh nothing, but I weigh so much.
I will tell you what, I can devour in about 5 seconds, and I don't know what it is, and it's usually when I'm training for marathons, which is stupid. I don't know, but it's cheddar Pringles.
Wow, I've never had one.
Oh, don't start.
Our guest is not going to like to hear anything you're saying right now.
I know. Guilty pleasures. Well, and speaking of our guest, Lori, I am so excited because, you know what? Before I introduce her, before we go on to that, since we're on the subject of junk food, can you roll that, Cindy?
Do you remember this?
I do.
Can you do it? Big Mac fillet of fish, quarter pounder French fries, icy toast, thick shake, sundaes, and apple pie, and then you're supposed to go faster. Big Mac fillet of fish, quarter pounder French fries, icy toast, thick shake, sundaes, and apple pie.
No, I don't know that. Very good.
I have had that stupid jingle.
I got
jingle.
The two all beef patty special sauce. Something on a sesame seed bun. I had almost all of it.
Lettuce cheese.
That's it. Lettuce cheese. Thank you, Cindy. See, I didn't eat that food.
Well, you are way ahead of the curve because I have a feeling our guest today that fast food is going to be on the naughty list.
No, I think so, too.
Yeah, it's going to be on the naughty list. But speaking of the do's and don'ts of food, I want you to welcome our guest today, Abby Langer. She is a nutritionist. Abby, hello.
Hello.
How do you like that nice introduction for you?
I actually remember that. That ad very, very well.
Oh, it was a Super Bowl. It was a McDonald's Super Bowl commercial in the 80s. You know, I was like 2 years old, but no, I'm just kidding.
I'm a child of 80s.
Hello.
So, yeah. I remember.
That's great.
Cindy, you're dating us.
I know.
Stop it.
I know. Yeah. I know, right? I was like, how do I have that song memorized? But anyway, so Abby, you're a nutritionist. You are owner of Abby Langer Nutrition. You live in Canada, but you have a part-time place here in Vero Beach. That's how you and I met. And you're right now in San Francisco.
I am. I'm here for business in lovely San Francisco.
Oh, I love it there. Absolutely. Well, I'm so thrilled that you're taking the time to be with us here on Beauty and the Beach Radio. And just a fun little, I just thought this was cute. I have everybody, you know, do a little radio profile. And you said, fun fact, no one knows about you. And I laughed out loud when I read this, Abby. You said, I sleep with earplugs every night because the dog snoring keeps me up.
The dog snores so loud. It's unbelievable. He shakes the house. And he's this little Cavalier King Charles Spaniel. He is so cute. But even from downstairs, he will wake me up from sleep, from a dead sleep in the middle of the night with his snoring. Wow. You know, as they get older, they snore more. It's so disturbing. But he is so cute. So
oh, my gosh. That is a true dog lover. I would do the same, Abby. I would totally do the same. Well, and then the craziest thing you've done is traveled to Australia by yourself for 6 months. Gutsy girl.
Yeah.
You got to do that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that's fun.
What'd you learn from that? What'd you come out of that with?
You know what? You just learn who you are. It was right after university, and my parents basically said, for a graduation present, we'll get you a ticket anywhere you want to go. And I didn't even really want to go that badly, but I just said Australia. I had no idea. And 3 weeks later, I was on the plane. And, you know, you learn that you're self-sufficient and that you can be independent and not to be afraid of that. And it was great. It was a great experience. But after 6 months, I really wanted to go home, and I did.
You know, and you gave me some great advice when I first met you. You said, do what you love and love will find you. Do you remember that?
I remember that.
Yes.
I remember that.
I have repeated that so often, Abby. I just thought it was brilliant. I just thought
thank
it was brilliant.
You.
Do what you love and love will find you.
Love will come to you.
Yeah. So thank you for that. I've been passing that along. So,
thank you for passing it around.
Yeah. Love hasn't found me yet.
It's coming.
That's
it's
a whole other subject.
For another day. Another
Dr.
Ruth. Therapist. We don't need a nutritionist for that one.
Oh, my gosh. So, Abby, I am thrilled. You just got accepted as a blogger for the Huffington Post. Congrats.
Thank you so much.
How cool
I got
is that?
The news yesterday, and they published my first blog today, and they published a story featuring me today as well. So I'm sort of on a roll today.
I know. And then radio star. So you're just a rock star.
Thank you.
I read your first blog, 5 Reasons Why You're Not Losing Weight. And I laughed. I laughed, Abby, because I found myself in one of those lists of five, and I found myself under the guilty under the invisible calories.
Yes.
You said invisible calories, like swiping the peanut butter. I'm a peanut butter swiper.
Oh yeah.
So for the
quickly add up.
Yeah. So tell them what exactly you meant in that blog about the invisible calories for those that.
So it's more of the slippery slope of calories. You know, when you feel like you're doing fine, and then you suddenly aren't losing any weight, and you're trying to eat well, and then if you go back and think about it, you're actually consuming a lot more calories than you think you are, because you're taking little bits of your kid's food, or you're having a little bite of cookie here, or you're taking a swipe out of the brownie batter, or you're tasting stuff at Costco, and it just all adds up. And I think that, you know, people sort of relax after a while of watching what they eat, which is totally normal, but a lot of the time that relaxation point is where when people start actually plateauing or putting weight back on, it's just because they stop watching so hard at what they eat. And they're just taking these little bits of food, and it's just adding up.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I went and bought like a bunch of Easter candy at half off.
Yeah. You know what? We all like candy, Cindy.
I know.
Just because I'm a dietitian doesn't not mean that I don't eat candy. Well, I eat everything.
But talking about the little bits add up, I was looking at the little Reese cups, and like one serving was like, I don't know. I can't remember. It's like 5 grams of fat or something. And then the little, the Three Musketeers snackies were like half of that. So I'm like, you know, so I'm trying to be like, okay, if I want a little something, you know, because it does
go through Musketeers.
I could have, you know, three, yeah, Musketeers compared to one Reese cup. So
yeah.
It's not on the diet.
There's definitely better choices than others, but in the end, it's something you shouldn't do all the time. It's just something that you should do every once in a while, a couple times a week, not every day, twice a day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I thought it'd be really cool to have you on the show, Abby, because here we are. We're into May. People have dropped off their New Year's resolutions. You know, those studies have shown that the biggest New Year's resolutions is to lose weight, feel better, change their eating habits. And so I was hoping that you could kind of give everybody out there a little boost, a little quickie as far as kind of the quick do's and don'ts to good nutrition so that they can kind of get ready for their bikini or just feeling good to kind of get out and do the fun sports for summer and help us with that. What are your quick do's and don'ts for good nutrition?
So the first thing that I would recommend is to be realistic. If you want to be 125 pounds and you're 50 and you haven't weighed 125 pounds since you were 14, that's not a realistic goal. You want to be realistic and realize that it's not about a number. It's about how you feel, not necessarily how you look. There's a lot of focus. I actually don't weigh patients all that or clients all that often because I just don't want people focusing on the scale. In my opinion, if you eat well and you move your body, then your weight will fall where it's supposed to be.
And you know, you're right. The scale has that negative connotation.
People get so addicted to it.
Yes.
But also people, I would say, don't try everything all at once. Overhauls rarely work for people. So if you want to make changes to your diet, and I use the word diet not as in dieting, because that is such a negative connotation. I'm using diet in that just to describe the way somebody eats. If you want to change your diet, try not to do a huge overhaul. Do small changes slowly. You have all the time in the world. And do it right. Do it slowly. Change one thing a week or one thing every couple of weeks so that you're comfortable and that these changes become habit. If you try to overhaul everything at once, it may really not work. Mm-hmm. And studies have shown that that's why a lot of dieters, quote unquote, quit is because they try to change too much at once and then it's just setting themselves up for failure.
Sure. It's the same way with New Year's goals. You know, it's too ginormous and then they just quit.
Yeah. You know what? I'm not a huge fan of New Year's resolutions at all. Why not just do it whenever?
Absolutely. I totally agree.
Also, what I would recommend is don't follow a crazy diet. Just eat more whole foods and follow what I call the plate method. So make sure that half of your plate, at least for lunch and supper, is vegetables. And then limit your starches to one cup at meals and make them whole grains or whole brown rice, all of that. And then a reasonable size portion of protein. You have to have protein at every meal or you're just going to be full an hour later. Okay, so protein would be eggs, it would be meat, fish, beans. Greek yogurt is one as well. I count that as protein. So you want to have a reasonable size portion. So it would be like a cup of Greek yogurt or about 6 ounces of lean meats, which is a little bit more than what the government would recommend in the food guide. But I think we need more protein than we previously thought. So I think it's not the protein people are overdoing. It's the carbs and all of the junk food and the processed food. Not that carbs are bad, but I think people eat way too many of them because they're so easy to eat. They don't realize what a portion really is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay. What else you got?
What else I got? Do I have? You should definitely stop drinking your calories. So when I go out and I see people drinking huge cups of soda or even stuff from Starbucks, those sweetened coffee drinks, all of that, lemonade, that's all adding up. And I have had many clients, believe it or not, who drink over 1,000 calories in a couple of days just from sweetened beverages and also from alcohol. So you really want to watch your intake of sweetened beverages, alcohol, those kind of things, because those do not trigger a satiety reflex in your body at all. So if you can drink 3,000 calories of pop or soda, sorry, pop is Canadian.
We have saying yes, soda. It is. I'm so Canadian. I love that pop.
I love it. That's great.
But your body will still think you're hungry. So and it's so sugary. And we're learning now that sugar is most likely even more harmful than fat. Wow. And I have no doubt that it is. So I know everyone's on the sugar bandwagon, but it's good to decrease your sugar intake, definitely. Most people eat way too much sugar. So watch those sweetened beverages. There's nothing wrong with drinking water. And if you have to have a sweetened beverage, at least I tell my clients, if you're drinking 4 sodas a day, cut it down to 2. It's sometimes about harm reduction. That's what we call it. So you maybe don't want to cut them out altogether all at once, but sort of work your way down and cut them little by little so that you're drinking less. Another huge culprit is juice. I see a lot of clients who think juices are healthy, but they're actually just pure sugar. I'm really, every time I say this, I feel sorry for the Florida orange growers, but because they're so nice, but
but there's other ways.
We know a lot of them too.
There's other ways to use oranges. So.
Absolutely.
I, you know what? I would rather, so much rather people eat whole oranges just because when you take the juice out of fruit, despite all of the marketing claims about juice and how healthy it is just squeezing the sugar out of the fruit and throwing all the other good stuff away, like the fiber. So, and again, those calories really add up. So you want to cut the juice. I would say, I always say juice is the devil. Cut it out. It's the same as soda.
Yeah.
For sure. It has some, it's a bit more redeeming nutrition-wise than soda, but not that much more.
It's funny you say that. That is one of my pet peeves. I do not like to drink my calories. I'll do, and I know diet soda is not good for you, but if I do that, I'll do a diet soda. I don't drink juice because, I, like you, Abby, I've realized it's full of sugar. Any type of...
It's full of sugar.
Yeah, any of those fruit drinks are just loaded. And so I'm like, I'm not going to waste, you know, what little calories I can eat a day on liquid.
Right. Sure.
So. I know. It really, but people don't realize that because they think it's, I don't know. There's something about sweetened beverages that people, it doesn't even register with people because I guess it's not a solid food. Mm-hmm. I see so many people, I just want to snatch the soda out of their hand. Give me that. You know what the last thing is, or the second last thing, don't eat in restaurants more than once a week, because when you eat in a restaurant, chances are you're going to eat a lot more than you otherwise would have. Mm. And if you've ever been in the kitchen of a restaurant, you know they cook everything with tons of fat, tons of salt, just to make it taste amazing, and they should. But restaurants, I see a lot of clients who eat in restaurants once or twice a day, and it just adds up. It's way too much food, and you just get used to eating a lot, and it's not good. It adds up.
All right.
And
our last...
And then the one last thing is get your family cooking. Teach your kids to cook whole foods, even simple meals. Teach them how to make a chicken breast and some salad, and cook that for yourself or your family. People don't use enough whole foods, so I can't push that enough. I'm a huge advocate for whole, unprocessed foods. Get the processed crap out of your fridge and out of your cupboards. Don't bring it in the house, and then you have very little choice but to cook for yourself and make some healthier choices.
Great. Well, Abby, we're going to have to go to a station break, but I tell you what, that last thing you said, I think everybody, it's something easy they can do is, you know, not eating out as much, staying home, cooking fresh, you know, fixing fresh meals. Certainly not loading it up with butter, but, you know, fresh food. So thank you so much. If people want to find out more about you, Abby, how can they find you?
They can go to my website at abbylangernutrition.com, and they can follow me on Twitter at Langer Nutrition, or I have a Facebook page, Abby Langer Nutrition.
All right, and that's Langer, L-A-N-G-E-R, and that is Abby, A-B-B-Y. Abby, enjoy San Francisco.
Thank you.
Bye.
I'm going back
on
shopping. Thank you.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Ulf's Auto Repair is a reliable auto repair shop providing top quality car care solutions. Ulf knows his customers and their cars, and he gets it right the first time. Your oil should be changed every 3,000 miles and flush your transmission fluid every 50,000 miles. Let Ulf take care of you and your car. He's the best. Ulf's Auto Repair, 435 Southwest Old Dixie Highway, Vero. Ulf's is part of the ITEX trading community. Your ITEX dollars are welcome. 562-8383.
Season is here. Make sure your business can stay in business should a natural disaster or other unforeseen circumstance occur. Statewide Commercial Insurance and Tommy Danaher are here to help, offering a complimentary review of your commercial insurance. Call Tom Danaher at 772-316-1121 for your free review. 772-316-1121. Make sure your business is covered. Endorsed by the Vero Insider.
ITEX, or international trade exchange, is the largest barter company in the world, with over 25,000 members offering goods and services. We're a marketing company that brings you new business in the way of trade, with over 200 local members enjoying the benefits of iText, like lawyers, doctors, plumbers, media, printing, and more.
Hi, this is Liz Bowler. Contact me and find out why barter through iText has been smarter for over 30 years. 772-532-1881. Visit itext.com.
Chef Scott Ruggiero, you have an amazing restaurant right on the beach. Why should someone come dine at Citrus Grill House?
Well, we're going to give you more than you expect. You're going to sit down, enjoy the view, see great menu items, and you're going to have a fantastic meal.
Sounds great. Citrus Grill House, located on the ocean, voted one of the top 10 restaurants in South Florida and number one by Beauty and the Beach Radio. Discover Chef Ruggiero's dishes at 1050 Easter Lily Lane, Vero Beach. What is it you say, Chef?
Life is short. Eat good food.
We're just chatting away over here.
We are. Station break over.
I love Abby, and we were just discussing how we love her accent.
I know, the Canadian accent.
Yes.
My dad was Canadian, so I love the Canadians dearly. But also, from a real estate standpoint, they are the number one international buyer for us in Vero Beach, Florida.
That is a fascinating tip.
It is. It's really kind of neat. And, you know, they really are a kinder, gentler people. You know, they never really go to war. And yeah. It's just, they really are just genuinely lovely people.
I know.
So,
I'm glad we're neighbors.
I know. I know, right? Exactly. So.
Well, tell us about Dale Sorensen and what's going on over there. You're so busy.
Well, it is busy out there. And I think if you're talking to most realtors, they're going to tell you the same thing. There's this fallacy about it, everything sells during the season, which for us tends to be January to Easter. But what happens is after everybody's gone, now everybody starts buying because they were busy having fun. And now they're serious about looking for property. But one of the things I want to talk about today, instead of talking about specific properties, is if you're thinking of selling your home, the most important thing you can do is price it right out of the gate. Listen to your realtor. They really do know. It may not be the number that you want to hear, but if you get it priced right, you're going to get activity right initially out of the gate. You're going to get offers sooner. You won't have to be on the market. Once you're under contract, people aren't going to come marching through your house anymore. That's the inconvenience nobody likes when they're on the market. So get it priced right. Pick a realtor like Lori Davis from Dale Sorensen Real Estate.
Realtor for life.
That's it. That's it. Realtor for life. Listen, if you want to talk to me about selling your home or have some friends who are looking to buy, call me, Lori Davis, at 772-538-1828. Or you can find me on my website at loritdavis.com. I'd be happy to help you.
Great. Great. And you guys are doing some great things in the community. You just finished up sponsoring a big tennis.
We did the DSRE, it's the Sorensen.com Classic. It's really, I mean, it's gentlemen from 100 to 200 that are on the tour that are trying to get points for winning these types of tournaments. And they're very exciting. It's at the Boulevard here in town. The weather was beautiful. Mm-hmm. It's inexpensive. It's like $10 to come by. But if you call me, I can get you a ticket. But no, we did that. We did Relay for Life. One of the things the Sorensen did, they are so benevolent. They really are in this community, so very active with so many different charities. So it's not unusual to find them on the name list of almost everything in this town.
Absolutely. And certainly makes me proud that, you know, that you guys are sponsors of Beauty and the Beach, because you're so good to the community.
Well,
we feel like
Beauty and the Beach is what you do, obviously, is important. And we just really enjoy being a part of that as well. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, in wrapping up, I don't know, are you inspired to, you eat well.
I do.
You do. I couldn't even get you to rat on a guilty pleasure food.
I couldn't come up with
one. Who says steak, Cindy, to a guilty pleasure food? I'm sitting here going Pringles, Reese cups.
I don't know. Beef jerky, too. I go to 7-Eleven get beef jerky.
Okay,
I know.
Now we got some good stuff.
But it's still steak. It's still protein.
I want to be beside you in your Mercedes as you're chowing down on that beef jerky.
I am. That's what you'll see. I get a Red Bull and a beef jerky to get me down the road.
I can't get lunch. Okay, now that is disgusting.
There you go.
Now you go.
It's Red
you.
Bull. I need the caffeine.
Abby would be. You
got it out of me.
You
got it out
right
of me.
Now.
I know, right? Oh, God. I do get the sugar-free, by the way. I don't. The sodium in the beef is enough to counterbalance the sugar-free. Oh, my God. Are we saying goodbye?
I think we are.
All right.
You guys get happy with your beef jerky and Red Bull.
Red Bull. Have a great day. Travel safe. Bye, guys.